He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
That sounded really good.
That sounded pretty good. I'm finally, after 6 years, I'm getting it.
Yeah, it takes you a while to get the hang of almost anything.
Yeah.
But when you get the hang of it, you really get the hang of it.
Yeah, and you'd know if anybody would know. I know. I'm a very slow learner.
Yeah, and by the way, I must say that you're looking rather good today. We did some posing in the mirror, and you got some good definition in your arms there. I saw your tricep and your bicep and your forearm
extensors.
It's those
deadlifts I've been doing, man. I'll tell you, I've been doing all
Isn't
I do,
that a great exercise?
I love it. I can't stand squats because they. I don't
What
like
about
squats,
a woman that says to you, deadlifting is for men? What would you say?
I'd say, I used to think that same way. But we're going to be doing an interview for a documentary. And, you know, they want to know about a woman who stays in shape. And she's a baby boomer. So, I mean, I get tired of going to the gym all the time. So I've come up with my little concept and it seems to be working for me. I do it with my girlfriend. I get to chat. We get to gossip. We get to have a few laughs. We get to cry a little bit. All I do is deadlifts, squats, and bench once a week. Hardcore in conjunction with running and my dancing. And look at how I look.
And
how do I look? How do I look, Lynn?
You look great. Your visual presentation speaks for itself, and I'll be the judge of that.
But
just as a reminder again, the intensity, the movement pattern, the basic flow of a deadlift, bench, and squat from a powerlifting, power building point of view is underestimated by millions of people working out. They do not get this fact. And if you go into the gyms, you'll see that
nobody
is doing
it.
A deadlift or even a squat. And now they're only doing quarter squats,
yes,
half squats. Yeah. Come on, people, move the lead out.
Yeah. And deadlifts, I mean, I never see women doing deadlifts. The only one I see is Taylor Ponto. And she's pretty
And everyone
hardcore.
That we know that does it looks incredible. But they
I
have
know.
Incredibly good posture
mm-hmm.
also.
Yeah. So I really find that really helps my whole body because it's a compound exercise. It's using all the main muscle groups. So I'm really excited about my deadlifts.
Yeah, awesome, dear. That is great. Okay,
yeah.
So moving on into our first topic, what's cooking?
What is cooking is lentil curry soup.
Wow.
And it was pretty darn good. So I was in a hurry and I hadn't done my grocery shopping that day as I've been on the computer 24/7. These days, as you know, that we are going on our tour, our CHI tour to the States.
So I can't wait.
And I've been installing all this hard copy files into the computer, and I do go goo-goo gaga after a while. So
that's why they call it Google.
Is that why? Anyways, it's very tedious work. Nonetheless, it was like, oh my gosh, I got to start preparing something to eat, but there was nothing in the fridge. The little leftover chicken. And so this is the kind when these kind of days, when this happens to me, when I'm doing the cleaning out the fridge or the fridge is bare, is like I get so creative. So anyway, I got finally creative and I went through my cupboards with a fine tooth comb. So I thought, oh, okay, I've got some lentils, I've got some garlic, and okay, I'm gonna see.
That's what
I
like. That's the Scottish in me. I like to scrape everything that hasn't been used or that's left and put it together and clean out the house and the fridge.
Right.
So I don't like to waste stuff.
Yeah. So all I did was I just filled a large pot with filtered water. I added some grated garlic, brought it to a boil, and then I added some grated garlic and some curry powder and a bag of dried green lentils. And then I added some grated carrot and some leftover chicken that we had. And it was the best soup that you could imagine.
Now, is that the soup that I was...
No.
No, that was a different soup. But the one this morning... Tied in with my chicken breast. Oh, man.
Okay.
What a great broth.
That's not the soup. That's a different soup.
Okay,
no.
That's a different story.
We're going to get listeners very confused. It only took a few minutes to prepare, and it was ready to eat in about an hour. And I usually add a touch of sea salt to taste and the juice of two lemons after it's made. So I used a bulb of grated garlic into the filtered water and approximately 1 tablespoon of curry powder. And you can always add more or less curry. It doesn't matter. But it was very, very tasty and just that easy. I didn't have any onion. I just grated some carrots, some garlic, some curry powder, some fresh lemon, a little bit of sea salt, and some chicken. And
it sounds pretty straightforward.
Soup. It was as easy as pie.
A bachelor could put something like that together, huh?
Yeah.
Like you don't have to be a quote unquote cook to produce that cook. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what people think. They think you need to be a cook to make these homemade soups.
You just get creative. And it was really good. Ruby loved it. Unfortunately, you couldn't eat it because you were on the special bodybuilding diet thing. So unfortunately,
well, it was the legumes. It was the lentils, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things that you need to do when you get lean for a show is to manage your carbs and fats, right? And carbohydrates, man, that's what lentils and legumes are all about, not protein, people.
So it's really funny. Like people say, how does Corey look? I say, well, you know, when he's training for his bodybuilding show, I said, he looks pretty hot and I wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crackers, but I just might kick him out of bed for eating too much protein.
Well, when you woke up this morning, you reminded me of one of those women in Afghanistan that cover their face. You know, that's hilarious. And I do understand that I am emitting odoriferous molecules. You know, hey,
From every orifice, 500, 600 grams
of protein and 20 grams of carbs while I'm sprinting, running, training four times a day, power walking, hill climbing, pumping iron, posing. On and on. What an incredible process.
I know it is, but you look good.
But it's great.
You look great.
And so do you, dear. So that's good. Is that it for the recipe?
That's it. That's how simple and easy it is.
Okay. So people understand that soup out of a can is something that you don't want to consume. It's loaded with sodium and it's processed. There's
been in
chemicals.
A tin,
are chemicals that they need to add so that you don't die of botulism and that microbes and bacteria don't proliferate. So making your own soup has become an ancient art in the mindset of people that think
they
about
think
what
used to be done. They think of grandmothers making. That's a granny's, old granny's
making
soup.
How many people do you know that make homemade soup today? I'm telling you right now, as a bodybuilder, as a naturalist, homemade soups are one of the best foods that you can eat on a regular basis.
And you know, the more you do it, the easier it gets to make, and you get very, very creative. Right?
Yeah.
And you can keep it in the fridge for a few days.
And do what I did. You take like this morning, I took a bowl of your soup, just the broth, and I chopped up a couple of chicken breasts. Actually, they were turkey breasts, I think. Mm-hmm. And I chopped them up. I put them in the broth and just warmed it up a bit. And I had a high protein broth. Now, that broth is alkaline forming, high in potassium. You added some kelp. Great for my thyroid.
Oh, yes, I added some kelp.
What a great concept. I'm going to add this into one of the education program.
Okay, you know what I did, listeners? I added kelp, the dry seaweed, into rather than the sea salt. So that was good. I'd forgotten about that. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on from the soup and get into a different kind of soup. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Bruni Sarin. And Bruni, don't forget, was an Olympic champion. He was the four-time world champion. And he's just amazing. Such a nice guy.
He's got the second fastest 100-meter time in the history of the world.
Right.
Now, that's freaking amazing.
That's pretty fast.
That's amazing.
And you know what? To this day, he still looks in awesome, incredible shape,
because
which I admire.
Because we found out, because it's the lifestyle, it's health that motivated him through the whole process. He didn't do it just to win, and he didn't do it for the politics.
Right.
He is into health as a consciousness.
And what did he say in his interview? Why did he not take steroids? Because his parents told him not to.
A good, obedient child.
Anyway, what I think is really awesome is Bruni is true blue and really believes in the natural way of doing things. And he's also been into taking supplements, even though his coaches said it was a waste of time. And he lives in Quebec. And we just heard that he's on a similar program called Dancing with the Stars. So
like Bruni's, the one that we're watching on TV
exactly.
lately.
Exactly. So Bruni's going to be Dancing with the Stars.
He'd be ideal for that.
Oh, yeah. So as we say in showbiz, break a leg, Bruni.
All right, Bruni. What a great guy and what a great friend. I look forward to spending more time with him. And everyone out there, get to his website. Get to know this man. You can trust his integrity, and therefore you can trust his product quality.
Awesome.
Good. So who is our next month's special guest?
Ooh, next month's special guest is Ms. Lorna Vanderhaeghe. Lorna is a women's health expert who's been writing on the subject of nutritional medicine for over 25 years. She has a Master of Health Studies and a degree in biochemistry. She's the author of 8 books and has been educating people on how to combine the best mainstream medicine with scientifically based nutrients and diet changes to achieve optimal wellness. And I think that you're going to have an awful lot of fun talking with Lorna about SEO. X. What does it spell? Sex.
Awesome. Hello, my favorite topic in the world. That's a Scorpio coming out in me, man. But not just as it's portrayed in the media. You know, they tend to whip it around and rub it in your face and make it kind of dirty. We're designed to utilize.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, we're designed to have sex. It's not a dirty thing, but we need to respect what it is and understand what it is.
To something. You need to change that word because I don't know. That word is a negative connotation, I think, in a lot of.
And I saw her speaking recently on another topic relative to women's health on a AM TV show, and she is an excellent speaker. Mm-hmm. She didn't say one or ah. She was very clear, very concise, and she comes across very fluently. She's able to articulate each word with an enormous impact.
All right, already. So we really look forward to Lorna's interview.
Yes, me too. And I can't wait to talk about, you said it, the triple
the S word.
Acronym word. Yeah. Okay, good stuff. So moving on now to the most highlighted part of this session. What is your hot topic, my dear?
Well, my hot topic is going to the movies. You know, and I just can't remember the last time I actually went to a movie theater. I usually watch movies on pay-per-view or the one of the 100 TV stations or one of the 100 TV channels that we have on or on DVDs. And I know that you don't like to rent DVDs, as the charges for the late fees have been a problem for you in the past. And I remember that we would rent the videos and then you would have to take them back and then you'd always get dinged with these.
Okay, I'm sorry, but that whole industry is going down. Okay, there's absolutely no reason in this day and age with the technology that we have, because we already have it. Like when we order a pay-per-view on television through the various, like Shaw Cable and the various Rogers Cable and wherever cable.
That's Shaw On Demand. Now, Shaw On Demand, you can stop and start the movie whenever you want to. You have 24-hour access to
which
it.
Which is incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
Okay, so why would you possibly want to go get a DVD and spend the time going there and then returning it when you can order the exact same product on your television in your bedroom and then control it and get like on high definition TV? But here's the real big thing that I'm waiting for. I want a library. I want access on my television network to every single movie that has ever been produced in the history movies. And I want to be able to select it based on a category. And I just want to go click, and I want that movie, and I want it now, and I'll pay you for it. Now, why can't we do that? And we can, and we will soon.
All right. So you and I have different tastes in movies. You like action-packed violence, no dialogue, sex, and nudity.
Sounds good to me.
For me, I like slow-moving, lots of dialogue, and leaving it up to my imagination. Although I do like a really good comedy. And sometimes the sillier the better.
I'm glad I'm a guy because I am visually stimulated, man.
But I don't know why they put sex in movies. I really don't. To me, it's just a lack of dialogue. I mean, it's really uncomfortable too. Come on, you got to maybe
you got
not
too much
some,
estrogen on your brain. If you have some testosterone.
Maybe not for some guys. Let's say I'm sitting there.
In.
I'm sitting there with my father watching a sex scene in a movie. I find it very uncomfortable.
I think you're sexually inhibited. I think you've got some sexual hang-ups.
No,
you're,
I don't. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that would agree with me. Come on, you guys, agree with me on this one. You know what's really, really funny is this HD came out. Is it high definition? And just as it came out for about a month, I'm looking on my TV stations at all these movies, HD, and then they can have two other actors' names, and then they give you a little synopsis of the movie. And I thought, well, this HD guy is really popular. Who is he? What an idiot. Anyway, it's funny when I see an actor that I do not like, and there's only a few of them that I really don't like the looks of them or there's something about their acting that really irritates me, I won't even look at the movie.
Or you won't go into it or
I won't
even
look.
Take a look.
If I know that person's in it, I won't even look at it.
Really?
Well, I won't mention any names of certain actors, but I like most actors. There's a lot of fine actors.
So that is why they use certain actors in certain movies, because I'm attracted to an actor, like an author of a book. If I like the author because I enjoyed his book, I'll buy another one of his books. Maybe it works
the
same way.
Exactly, yes. You know, if I know that Robert De Niro is in a movie, then I know I'm going to love it. Or
that seems to be the way
Al
it works.
Al Pacino or Dustin Hoffman, I know I'm going to love it, right?
But at the same time, doesn't it become redundant to see the same movies just rolling out with the same actors? Like, there's a lot of different actors out there. And, you know, some of the best movies I've ever seen were no-name actors.
Yes, yes.
And
English
these
movies,
guys,
too.
These, I mean, there's no doubt that some of the great actors that are well known are great actors, you know?
Yeah.
And nobody can put together a presentation like Arnold in all his films. Only Arnold can say what he does.
Only Arnold can do
with that accent, in that tone, at that moment. Only an Arnold can be Arnold. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there is a T4 coming out. And looking for, yeah, apparently he's got a cameo in it, and I'm looking forward to that as a continuum of the Terminator series, which I absolutely love.
Now, I didn't think I was going to like 300, but you kept going on about it, and your friend.
Oh, my God.
And your friend Peter, who is a movie buff, but I did watch it, and what I was really taken by is the fact that they honored women in this movie.
Yes. Which, number one, Uno. Controller.
Yeah, I really like that. So any of you ladies out there that haven't seen the movie 300, let me know if you feel the same way about that movie.
I like it. Just before he kicked that messenger in, the messenger came to him to tell him to basically surrender. And just before he kicked him into the bottomless pit, he looks over at his wife and she gives them the thumbs up with a glance. And so everything rested on her approval of his behavior. And that was the key to understanding that whole culture. Mm-hmm. The physicality, the discipline, the incredible skill training, unbelievable.
Anyway, some of the movies that I really like, and I think that you should sit down sometime with your children or your grandchildren and take a look at some of the Walt Disney movies. Because a lot of them are really good, like The Lion King. Or I find there's times in my life when you get a little down and out. Now, everybody's been a little down and out. Go and watch, because we've got the videos, the old videos of every single Walt Disney movie that was ever made, because Ruby would watch them and we'd watch them with her. But go and watch a movie from Walt Disney, and I'll tell you, it will perk you up, you know, because they really do show scenarios.
I agree. The Lion King is one of my favorite movies. It's an incredible depiction of life. You know, it really is. I mean, these Disney movies aren't just for kids. They're for adults.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. They're really quite well.
So on that particular issue, I agree.
Good. Oh, you do. This
yeah.
is good.
Can you believe it?
And we've got some friends who are total movie buffs. Like our friend Peter goes to a movie theater twice a week. And every time he's in the grocery store, he picks up a movie.
Yeah, he collects
them. In the checkout line, yeah.
Yeah, like stamps.
Yeah, what do? You watch them all the time? Or?
No,
I think a movie.
Collectors of videos, they just like knowing that they've got it. It's part of their collection.
I think it's DVDs
now. It's a mental thing. It's an emotional thing. Whatever it might be, but there's no way. I mean, they like to pick it out at a moment's notice and watch it. But I did the same thing with my Arnold collection, wanting to collect every single edition. And now that I've got it, it doesn't really mean much to me anymore. So, by the way, if anybody wants to purchase the entire album of Arnold on DVD and VHS,
we have.
I might consider letting it go.
What's it called? Hercules in New York, where they dubbed Arnold's voice.
Yeah, that's great.
But you know, he looks Shakespearean voice.
He looks great in that one. He's like huge, man.
Yeah, yeah. But this is when he first came to the United States. That was a good one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Some of his originals, yeah. And Corey just had to have it. Nonetheless, anyway, just thinking about going to the movies and about the sex scenes in the movies and how uncomfortable it can make you and just about who's your favorite actor. Like if anybody ever said to you, who's your favorite actor? Who's your female actor, your male actor? It's really a tough shot to say, isn't it? But all in all, I know who I really like. And I'm really glad that they gave Billy Crystal the Mark Twain Award, because Billy Crystal is all around a really great actor. He's funny. He can do impersonations. He can be serious. He's a great guy. He's a good showman.
Absolutely.
He gets my vote.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Which you just said that you couldn't decide on the name, but you just told us the name besides.
Well, I said there's one. I mean, if we could, but there's so many. Like, I like Glenn Close. I like
On another
Streep,
issue, we'll talk about this, but why do we always have to come up with the favorite one? Why can't there be a favorite 20?
Yeah.
Like, how do you choose your favorite one when you've got a concubine of hundreds of females?
That's like saying, what's your favorite food if you could just pick one thing? I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it's kind of fun to do that with people. Then you kind of get an idea about where they're at.
I think it's a type O quality.
Do you really think so?
Yeah. I think type E, like lots of variety. No. You get what I mean, baby?
Anyway.
Okay, let's wind it up now. What is your famous and final word, my dear?
My final word is by Mark Twain. A man's character may be learned from the adjectives which he habitually uses in conversation.